Hey guys, welcome to today's Fit Friday episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie, and today I'm going to share with you some key tips that really will help you run the day and don't let it run you. All right, let's get into it. Today was one of those days, or I guess yesterday, because you're listening to this on a Friday, so Thursday, where I'll be honest, I feel like I just freaking crushed it. You know those days where you just knock out your to-do list and everything seems to go smoothly? You feel like you can conquer the world. Now, granted, I have my fair share of crummy, non-productive, non-motivated days. But I think it's really important to identify what you do on those days that set you on fire so that we can have more of those days than less. Tip number one. Your best, most productive day starts the night before. What do I mean by that? If you know that you've got a lot on your plate, a lot going on, you need to start by getting it all out on paper. You've heard us say this before, and I'll say it again because we all need that reminder. Keep one notebook, one planner. Maybe it's your phone if you're a digital person. I myself am not, but write everything down that you have to do. Plan out your day. That helps you identify those gaps where you can really take advantage of really making the most use of your time, right? We only have so many hours in a day. You've heard this. You have the same amount of hours in your day as Beyonce, as Oprah. So there's no reason why we can't do it too. So write everything down the night before. Tip number two is overplan. I am so guilty of thinking just because I made it to work that one time in record time, that's going to be the reality every time. That's not the case. We all know that, and Lauren is probably the opposite. She'll always plan for extra time. She'll be there early. And that's a trait, quite honestly, that I admire about her and something I wish I did more of. So for example, let's say you're going to work out. If you know your workout's going to be 45 minutes, when you schedule it, don't say that you're blocking off from 8 to 8:45. Because the reality is, you've got to get ready, you've got to decide what you're going to work out, you've got to set out your headphones, you got to pick your playlist, you've got to cool down, stretch, maybe you have to go to the gym or walk downstairs, whatever it is. So allow yourself, usually depending what it is, about a 15-minute buffer before and after. Now, what happens if you don't end up using that time? Well, then you're in luck because that just means you have a little extra time to breathe or maybe knock out some of those extra things on your to-do list that weren't top priority but would be nice to get done. Which leads me to tip number three, prioritize. Not based on what you want to get done, but what needs to get done. If you've ever read that book called Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy, it is all about getting the most uncomfortable thing done, or that one thing that you're just like, ugh, I hate it, but I gotta do it. That kind of just like drags on you, right? That one thing you're like, oh, for me, like going to the post office. I have been needing to go to the post office so long. It's been on my list. So that needs to be the first thing that I do, because otherwise that task is just going to get bigger and bigger in my head over time. So do the ugliest task, if you will, first. And my fourth and final tip is to celebrate your small successes. Now, what do I mean by that? I don't mean, you know, celebrate and go eat a piece of cake or jump on social media, but use those little momentums, use that list. Like, there is no better feeling than ticking off a check mark on your to-do list. Maybe that's just me, I don't know, but if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you're a heck of a lot like us as well. But celebrate those small successes, because those little tiny wins or the small actions are what really move us forward and motivate us to keep doing more. Those little tiny tasks build confidence, which set you on fire to get the big things done. All right, guys. Well, I hope those tips gave you a little bit of oomph, a little bit of pep in your step to make it a productive day. Of course, check out our previous episodes on productivity, to-do list, goal setting, all that good stuff if you're really into this topic at the moment and want to dive a little bit deeper. Otherwise, as always, hit that subscribe button if you like what you hear and leave us a review. Let us know what you think and what other topics you'd like to learn more about. All right, guys, have an awesome weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.